Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so it was about this time yesterday morning that I was complaining about how I haven't been sleeping on the air, and I was like, wow, if I die on the air, our ratings would skyrocket. You know, just because it's this schedule that I've had for many, many years, and just, you know, sometimes you just can't turn your mind off, you know, private life, personal life, work life, whatever. So I haven't been sleeping. And the messages came through like crazy yesterday with recommendations on what I should be doing to sleep. And somebody said, I need to quit this job, so I just want to let you guys know I'm putting in my 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, at least he gave us notice. Yeah. That's nice of you.
I'm just goofing with you.
Okay.
but there was a lot of messages that came in about lemon balm, which I'm already taking. I do the lemon balm. But quite a few people wrote in and said, magnesium. You got to take your magnesiums.
Oh.
And of all days, Nick Nack had to go to Natural Grocers yesterday, and she sent me a message that said, hey, I'm at Natural Grocers. Do you need anything? And I said, honey, baby, sugar, sweetheart, as a matter of fact, I do. Pick me up some of them magnesiums.
Mm-hmm.
So she talked to somebody there at the store and got the ones that I should be taking. I took two last night. I slept like a rock.
Did you? Okay,
now,
good.
I don't know if it was a placebo effect or not. I don't care. It worked. But the couple magnesium capsules, game changer so far in the world of sleepy time.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what else I heard that helps with is to give you a solid number two that you can just deposit.
So it was funny.
It really does.
On the phone with Nick Nack, I said, gets me the magnesiums, babies. And she said, okay, but all I know about magnesium is it's supposed to give you diarrhea.
Yeah, exactly. It helps you go.
It will make you go. And I said, hey, added benefit.
Yeah. Keeps me regular.
Me out.
Yeah. So I won't give you an update on that.
No, you're fine. You look like you're walking a little lighter,
but yeah, I mean, it's good stuff. It's definitely good. It reminds me of the old joke where the doctor's talking to the old guy, you know, in the doctor's office, and he's like, hey, Ron, hey, do you have regular bowel movements at your age? And he's like, oh, yeah, every day, 6 a.m., like clockwork, regular bowel movement. The doctor's like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
He's like, the only problem, doc, is I wake up at 8 a.m.
Oh.
You know, multiple messages yesterday also telling me that I am going through manopause right now.
Yeah.
The big change, you know, because of my hot flashes and mood swings, and I can't sleep.
Oh, we know.
You know, Katie knows about my ED issues. So,
wow.
You know, and another case in point that I might be going through manopause, little low T action. My elliptical show yesterday, I threw on Netflix while I was on the elliptical, and I wrapped up the Hulk Hogan documentary that's on there. It's a 4-part doc, and well, first of all, absolutely loved it.
Okay, so you finished it.
Fantastic show. Yes, he did some things in his life that I don't agree with and a lot of people don't agree with, but the backstory and how he was just such a massive star, fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. No denying it. And I was on the elliptical yesterday, putting in my time, crying like a baby as I'm watching a Hulk Hogan documentary. Tears running down my face. Brother. Brother.
Ew.
Quit crying, brother.
You wipe your tear away. Oh.
Yeah, no, I was crying.
I get that, though. That's a part of your childhood. It brings
back
a lot of memories.
Yep.
And it was, you remember how torn up you were about it when he passed. Like,
I was sad.
That hit you pretty hard.
I cried when he passed. Yeah, I will say that.
Yeah.
Like, not like,
but
like,
tear.
I cried.
Yeah.
I welled up a little bit. Like, damn, that's an icon of many, many years. So to kind of relive all that, you know, and it's the thing about this documentary too is they do the interview with him and then they end it and it's his last interview and they go, hey, we're going to check back in with you in 3 months. And they actually say that in towards the end of this episode 4. We're going to check back in with you in 3 months and see if there's anything else we need to cover, any holes we need to fill. And he's like, okay, man, let's do it, brother. And then they go to a thing that just says 3 months later, and they're planning his funeral. And I was like, oh, man.
Mm.
And for some reason, it hit me. It hit me pretty darn hard.
Well, yeah, it
so
was
there
surprising.
I was in the basement.
Oh. Oh.
Poor Jer Bear.
And I came upstairs, and Nick Nack was like, hey, how was your little workout? I was like, well, I cried like a little baby while I was down there.
He's like,
it's been that long, has it?
Yeah. The whole jokester. Anyway, do you guys ever cry like that? Ridiculous things?
I cry so much. Like, I'm trying to think of things I don't cry about, but I cry when, like, four chairs turn around on The Voice.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I get super emotional about, like, music shows. Oh, like... Like, what is the a cappella movie that I love?
So oh, Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. Pitch Perfect awesome. Makes me cry sometimes because of how moving that music is.
I cry when I hear Cups, that song,
yeah,
Cups.
Exactly.
Just because I want it to stop.
To make it stop.
Yeah, so I definitely shed a tear probably more than I should. I'm emotional.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe you're going, you got the change going too. You're roughly my age,
shut
so
up.
We'll go through this together.
No. Yeah.
Is it hot in here today?
That's
too?
That's not something I want a partner for.
It's like 1,000 degrees in this room. Are
it
you
was,
feeling it today?
It was hot. It was hot, but then I was cold. Shut up.
I'll be cold in 20 minutes, too. We're going through it together.
No, we're not.
Are your nipples tender?
Stop it. Whoa. No, don't look at those.
Is that part of it? Because mine are incredibly tender today. Blame it on the menopause.
There you go. There you
oh,
go.
Oh, my goodness. All right, when we come back, we got to talk about... actually, where are we at? I might sneak in our first play of our boring banger here in a few minutes. I might do that. We'll see how we are on time. But I do know when we come back, Katie's going to be at an airport today. And you want to talk about some nasty stuff on an airplane?
Oh,
is that
yeah.
what it was?
There's some stuff.
Nasty.
There's some stuff on there.
Ugh.